Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Breakfast with John Stanley and Gary Linnell.
Yeah, now yesterday we look at, and I think you almost all agreed with us. There might have been a couple of people that were taking issue, but it was quite extraordinary when the announcement was made that Angus Houston had been made a knight. That story had been leaked a bit earlier, and I think most people thought, well, fair enough. If the system's back, he's an appropriate person. But then we had this press statement emerged saying that Prince Philip had also been made a knight. When the system was brought back by Tony Abbott a year ago, he said it would be Australians who'd made great lifelong contributions to the country. Well, he's not an Australian. Pretty obvious. This morning, if you read all of your newspapers, a raft of conservative commentators, they are all saying that this has been a misstep by Tony Abbott. It's understood some coalition backbenchers, and indeed many people who are members of the ministry, are frustrated at the decision, and quite a few of them have gone public with their criticism. Backbenchers Warren Inch, Ewan Jones and Darren Chester. Ewan Jones is the Liberal member for the Queensland seat of Herbert. He joins us on the line now. Mr. Jones, good morning.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Very well, thank you, Mr. Jones. Thanks for joining us. Look, first up, should Prince Philip have been given a knighthood in the first place?
Well, I just listened to your previous story. I wonder if after $4,000 in a strip club, Robert Allenby would have gone, Prince Philip.
Do you reckon that's where the idea maybe came from?
Look, I just think, I know that Tony wears his moniker hat very proudly. For me, I would never have done it. And I think this, when he came out with Knights and Dames for Governors General, I thought, well, I'll turn my nose up a little bit at it, but it went over quite well, and you could tell by the quick take-up by Peter Cosgrove and Quinton Bryce that, you know, Governor General is a more exclusive club than the Prime Ministership. And I thought, okay, we can, you know, that's a good idea. You know, that's the constitutional head of our country. You know, it is right and proper. So he got that right. But I got to say, I think Prince Philip, you know, he's already an AC. He's a KCMG. He's a GCMG. He's got absolutely everything. Really, you know, I just don't see the point.
Ewan, does the Prime Minister have a tin ear when it comes to the Australian public?
No, I think he's got a passion when it comes to the monarchy. I think he wears it very proudly and very clearly. If you speak to Tony Abbott, He's a good guy. We had discussion last week in relation to, you know, how the government's going and what we can do and that sort of thing. John, I like sporting analogies. You know, Tony Abbott's a front row forward, and that's what we need in the government at the moment. This Prince Philip thing is more of a David Campese moment.
Yeah, he rang you. You were one of the backbenchers he rang when he was ringing around to try and, I guess, muster the troops. You've told us what you told him. What did he say to you?
Well, and I think let's clarify. Tony has been pretty good. I'm working on a lot of things with PMO, and I get a very good run with PMO. And so it was catching up on things that we had been working together. So whether I was one of these backbenchers that he was, you know, trying to tuck into bed or not, I don't know. But we spoke mostly about the things in my electorate and the things in my committee that we're trying to get forward. Yeah, you know, so it was a very forthright discussion. I like dealing with Tony because I think he's a common sense sort of bloke. But when it comes to the monarchy, I just think it's something I wouldn't have done. And the worst part about it is, on a scale of 1 to 10, this is about a 0.025. What we should be talking about,
yeah, exactly,
and that's what we're talking about. And this is the problem we have.
You're talking about the monarchy, though, Ewan. Isn't this all about political judgment and listening to the Australian public?
No, see, I think you've got to make the difference between government policy process and this one decision in relation to Prince Philip. I think there's a big difference here. There's a big difference between Tony's love of the monarchy and wanting to respect the monarchy, and that's a personal thing, and he's made a choice in his role as the Prime Minister. Whilst I don't agree with it, that is his right. When in Townsville, our Townsville Citizen of the Year volunteered with the Girl Guides for over 50 years.
This coalition and, government, though...
Hang on.
Sorry?
You're sorry?
No, that's who we should be celebrating. That's who we should be celebrating, those sorts of people. Now, the sporting administrator from Townsville Junior Rugby League has put in 27 years. That's who we should be celebrating on Australia Day.
I mean, Rosie Batty's incredible, courageous efforts over the last 12 months since the death of her son, that should have been a national conversation yesterday, but it wasn't, because we were all diverted away to talking about this ridiculous notion of Prince Philip being given a knighthood.
Yep.
Now, Tony Abbott, your polling numbers are not good for this coalition government. This should have been a two-term coalition government. There are plenty of people now saying and questioning whether or not he can take you to victory at the next election. Will he be there?
Of course he will be. This is the thing. The polling numbers are there because we are the first government in history that's actually addressing the aging population. We're a first government in history that's actually trying to rein in spending. I've said a few things in relation to we've got an economy that's going reasonably well, but we've got a budget that's out of control. We've got a nation out there that's sitting there saying that what we've got here is that, yes, we all understand we've got a budget out of control. We all understand we've got more, we're spending more than we can do, but don't take money off me. So we're the ones that are actually talking about the sustainability of Medicare. The Productivity Commission report that we're going to do on penalty rates is something as a grown-up conversation we should be having. The taxation white paper, including, as Josh Frydenberg said, including GST. These are the sorts of discussions that we've got to have as a grown-up nation. Now, they're not popular discussions. They're not like Bill Shorten standing up there saying, no, it's free education for everyone is what we believe in. Well, he doesn't. He doesn't believe in price signals, although the Labor Party brought in price signals for pharmacy, and $360 cap on that is no problems, but a $70 cap on GP visits is the end of civilization as we know it. I think that we are working hard in a policy perspective, and we are having the conversations that we have to have.
Is Tony Abbott articulate enough to and nuanced enough to have a discussion like this? I mean, I actually listened to you explaining all of that, and I think you do it better than he does. He just keeps chanting those slogans that got you into government.
I don't think he does, because the problem, this is my, I have no rhetoric to back this up, I have no facts to back this up, but that Tony Abbott's never, ever, ever going to be a popular Prime Minister. So my thing with Tony Abbott is that with the government, if he's not going to get a good run in the press, if he's never going to get that love of the nation, your only option is brutal honesty. And as I said before, we need prop forwards now. We don't need 5-8s and fullbacks.
Right. There was one Liberal yesterday, Ewan, who said he doesn't want to see a change in leader, but he wants to see a change in leadership and its style. Would you agree with that?
No, I think you've got to differentiate the two things. You've got to differentiate between what we're doing as a government, which is pushing forward on what we believe in, and the issues with Prince Philip. I think they're fish and chip wrappers already. I think this thing won't last a week, and let's get back to Rosie Batty. Let's get back to my Council Citizen of the Year. Let's get back to those sorts of things. So I just think when it comes to royal honours, it went over very well in the electorate when they brought it in, and in my electorate. But I think for Governors General only, and I think Angus Houston, if he becomes Governor General, offer him a knighthood. Other than that, no.
All right. Ewan Jones, nice to talk to you. Thank you.
Cheers, John.
Thanks
for your honesty too. Ewan Jones there, Liberal MP for Herbert. What do you make of that?
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.